Today is Thursday, the 20th of February, in the sixth week of Ordinary Time.
Te Deum laudamus, Te Dominum confitemus.
Te eternum Patrem, omnis terra veneratum.
Tibi omnes angeli, tibi celiet universae potestate.
Tibi cherubim et seraphim incessabili voce proclama.
Sanctus,
sanctus,
sanctus Dominus Deus.
Harper Dei sing the Te Deum. We praise you, O God. We acknowledge you to be the Lord. As I enter into prayer now, can I begin by acknowledging the Lord, by recognizing the greatness of the one, true, eternal God, the Holy One, in whose presence I stand right now.
Te martyrum candidatus, laudate exercitus.
Te per orbem terrarum, sancta confitetur ecclesia.
Patrem, immense majestatis, sanctum quoque paraclitum spiritum,
tu rex gloriae Christe,
tu patris sempiternus es filium,
tu ad liberandum susceptorus homine.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi, and on the way he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And they answered him, "John the Baptist, and others Elijah, and still others one of the prophets." He asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered him, "You are the Messiah." And he sternly ordered them not to tell anyone about him. Then he began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering, and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He said all this quite openly. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But, turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things."
Jesus is on the road yet again, when he decides it's time to ask his closest followers a direct question. The first question might have been almost casual, but then he makes it much more personal. "But who do you say that I am?" Perhaps he asked the first question as they walked along, but then stopped and looked at them as he asked the second question. How do you imagine it happening? Can you picture the scene, the faces, the voices? Now imagine yourself being asked that question. But who do you say that I am? Either as one of the disciples in this scene, or right here, right now. Pause with that question for a moment. Who is he for you? Who do you hope he is? Who do you long for him to be for you, for the world? As you hear the passage once more, notice how the conversation continues after Peter's confession of faith.
Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi, and on the way he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And they answered him, "John the Baptist, and others Elijah, and still others one of the prophets." He asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered him, "You are the Messiah." And he sternly ordered them not to tell anyone about him. Then he began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering, and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He said all this quite openly. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But, turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things."
Jesus goes on to speak of being rejected by everyone, suffering, and even being killed. Peter finds this so difficult to hear that an argument breaks out between him and Jesus. What feelings does this talk of suffering give rise to in you? Speak to Jesus now about this. Perhaps you want to argue with him too, or say something about your own pain and suffering. Whatever it is you want to say, speak freely. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end. Amen.